Browns Insider is driven by Liberty Ford.
Welcome back to Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. With the Browns on a bye this weekend, Andrew Siciliano, Keith Evans, and Darren Sharper of the NFL Network break down all the great matchups to watch this Sunday in the most recent edition of National Perspective, presented by Dunkin' Donuts. Guys!
All right, Jameer, here with He-Man and the Pick Magnet, Keith Evans.
Only my wife can call me that.
And buddy. Darren Sharper, and now evidently I can as well. The Browns have the week off, so we'll look at the other games this week with the AFC North teams, including the Ravens, who the Browns lost to this past week, facing the Raiders. That game's in Baltimore, which means the Raiders have to go 3,000 miles. What do we think?
Minus McFadden, another injury.
Exactly.
And listen, this team has struggled as is, and you take McFadden out of the fold. There's no such thing as an easy game, but that helps matters for sure.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think the Ravens just have a big advantage against a team traveling so far. They have not had success playing there, and since 2009, I think they're 0-7, traveling to the Eastern time zone. And I just think the Raider team, they're too beat up. And the fact that they have their starting safety starting at cornerback for them, facing against Joe Flacco, who likes to stretch the ball down a football field. And you think about the tackling issues they had trying to slow down last week, the young kid Doug Martin for Tampa Bay. Oh, boy, trying to stop Ray Rice is going to be an even tougher challenge.
Now,
If they use him. Right.
Come on,
now,
Cam
the
Cameron.
Ravens had issues shutting down Trent Richardson, but then again, the Raiders may not have anyone healthy in the backfield, so that kind of cancels it out. What about the Bengals? Browns have beaten the Bengals, split with them, but the Giants are now coming to Cincinnati after losing this past week.
Listen, it's Eli Manning. I think you take into the fact that 90% of that team last week, you know, was out of power. You give them a week. You give them Tom Coughlin getting in the rear end. I don't think this bodes well for Cincinnati. I love Marvin Lewis. I love the way they play defense. And I'm a fan of the young quarterback and A.J. Green. But Eli Manning, back-to-back, I don't see two losses.
You know, I like the fact that the Cincinnati Bengals secondary played pretty well against Peyton Manning the week before, even though he still was able to pull that game out. They made some plays. You had Terrence Newman had two interceptions, and they were able to slow down the Denver Broncos. You think about Eli coming in. It just seems as though as Hakeem Nicks gets healthier, they get better. But I think right now it could be a chance for the Cincinnati team if that kid that you speak about, A.J. Green, can make some plays, and that secondary can slow down Eli Manning and not let him make plays down the football field, they can pull out a victory.
Well, the defense had Willis McGahee like 2.1 yards a carry, too, and it was Peyton Manning that ended up winning that game for him. So, listen, we'll see.
Well, you want to talk about banged up. I mean, the Steelers are banged up. Not likely going to have Antonio Brown. No more Troy Polamalu, at least this week either as well. But they get the Chiefs. On Monday Night Football, which could be a recipe for getting healthy, yes?
Well, healthy in the win column.
Yeah,
go ahead, Darren.
Exactly. And one thing that Mike Tomlin always says, no excuses, no explanations. And that's the one thing that he can definitely use against this team because the Chiefs, he's not going to need any excuses or any explanations because he's going to probably get a victory because this Chiefs team and organization is in disarray right now.
Let's take the Chiefs out of it. It's Mike Tomlin.
Sure.
You know, it's the Rooney way. It's the way they play football. You're in November now. This team knows how to win. But 35 wins for Mike T since 07 as a head coach. When it really matters, you know, November, December playoffs. Listen, my vote's for Pittsburgh.
And it's going to be Matt Cassel at quarterback for the Chiefs. It looked as if former Brown Brady Quinn would get that shot, but that didn't last very long. They say he still is not cleared to play, which means Brady Quinn will be watching from the sideline. Ricky Stanzi will be the backup. Darren Sharper, Heath Evans, Jameer, back to you.